Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. It would really surprise me if they can really... I think there's no way Browning can give you enough. I just don't think they can. He can give you enough for them to keep their heads above water.
Offensive line, defense, entirety of the defense, just like, except for Hendrickson.
Yeah, pretty much.
What do you do there now? What do you do there? Like, you just sort of live with it and go win six games? They're 2-1. Is that what you do? What do you do when you lose your quarterback like that and you did the thing with Chase and Higgins?
Mm-hmm.
What they did with Hendrickson was just this year only.
Patch it together, right.
What do you do with it?
Boy, I wonder, given how unpleasant the relationship seems to have been between Hendrickson and the team, whether you go into the trade market and think about, because if they only locked it up for, they didn't extend him, they just added some money, right?
Yes, they gave him a raise.
So
1 year.
He's oldish. I don't know if a team, if you can get a number one pick for him, I think you got to look into that. Because you might be bracing for more of the same next offseason.
I think you have to do it.
He's at an age where you should be part of the reason they probably weren't eager to do a multi-year T.J. Watt, Micah Parsons extension with him is they're worried about the cliff. So I think you try to get a one for him now is what you do. Maybe that's the biggest – that really might be the only significant move they have to make. And – the fact that Burrow's out and they're not really in a go-for-it position opens that door for you to do it and get a premium asset for him.
Broncos, Lions, Packers, their next three. Play the Ravens twice. They'll come here. They don't play the Chiefs. Is that important anymore?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but AFC or NFC North, whatever. They lost 48-10.
They're in tough. I think that I'd actually be clamoring for that if I'm there. I mean, we'll see. You know, Browning did go 4-3, and so far, I mean, does he get credit for last week? He should.
Threw three picks last week,
right? But they won. He got them there. They're 1-1 with him, warts and all. So we'll see how it goes here for a few weeks. But man, I'd be gauging interest in Hendrickson already if I were them. If you can do that quietly without, you know, Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter letting the world know.
No, that's how you would do it. That's how anybody finds out. That's how you let your fellow member clubs know that he's available, as you just do it through Rappaport. Yeah. I think I would definitely do that.
The other guys are all locked up. Although the Higgins contract is a little weird. I feel the Higgins contract is like a get-outable if you want it to be. He did the team a big favor, it felt like to me.
Maybe that's a different, you know, dilemma, because that was like your sort of you're building your foundation. You did what people thought you wouldn't or couldn't do, which is keep them together.
Right.
And Burrow will come back, even maybe this year, and Chase is still young. So are you committed to that or aren't you? Like, if you got an offer for T. Higgins, you might want to take it. If it worked out, you know, the money works out. Mm-hmm. You might want to take it, but it is a little bit quick.
Right.
From what you want, like your plan.
We decided this was the plan.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
So, but what's the point of having him this year? What's the point? I mean, you can't.
Right.
Yeah, fantasy teams like this sometimes where you're like sort of, your head gets cut off.
Yeah.
But you've got good young players. Well, what do? You could move them.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, it's not, you want them on your team next year.
If someone comes with something really, and I don't anticipate this for a receiver with a reasonably large contract, even though I think it is favorable to the team. I'd be surprised if someone came with an offer that would entice me because of what you just said. Like, next year will come. Burrow will be back. And you're probably going to want, if that's the path you decided to go down, you prioritized keeping those three together, Burrow, Chase, and Higgins, you probably don't press eject on that. Hendrickson's always been a different thing. He's been over there the whole time. It was uncomfortable and adversarial, it seems, every step of the way. So I think you get a nice offer for him from a contending team, even though it means that'll be a low first-round pick. I think you got to do it.
I wonder, you could put this in betting terms, but I'm not sure I would know how to do it, like put what the number should be. But through 3 weeks, you know, with hockey, which is maybe very different in this way, they say like you get to Thanksgiving, you get not even like 2 months into the hockey season and the playoff spots are almost all known. You know, I mean, not all, but you pretty much know.
The hit rate is very, very high for teams that are in playoff spots at Thanksgiving to actually make the playoffs.
Through 20 games. Through a quarter of the season, you can get that pretty close. Which means you don't need 82 games. You need 20 games.
Of course, right.
But we have 82 games. How relatable is this to football? If right now, 7 playoff spots in the AFC, you had to get 6 right, don't you think you could do it?
Yes.
I kind of do too. Bills, Ravens, Colts?
Sure.
Chargers?
Yes.
Chiefs?
Yes.
Broncos?
Yes.
That'll get a little dicey with all three from the same division.
Sure.
And Pittsburgh?
How many teams did we name? That's 7 with Pittsburgh.
Like, what are the chances 6 of those make it?
I feel pretty great about 6. Yeah. Yeah.
Not Cincinnati at 2-1.
No.
Not Jacksonville at 2-1.
No.
Denver's 1-2. Kansas City's 1-2.
Houston's 0-3.
AFC East second best is 1-2. New England. Dolphins and Jets are winless. Jets have had a couple tough losses. But still.
Yeah, I feel like 6 of those 7. Like, Pittsburgh, Jacksonville, New England, Raiders, even if you want. Maybe like vying for that 7th spot. I think the other 6 are going to be hard to beat. Indy's off to such a great lead, and the division doesn't look great. So, and you rattled off their schedule. It's not daunting.
Not bad.
If they're, you know, they don't have to be the powerhouse team in the conference or anything to still have an 11-win season and win that division, maybe even cruising. And that I still might bet on that. I might even, I don't know what, do they leave over-unders up as the season goes on? Like, can you still do that?
I think so.
Like, I wonder what Indy's number is right now, as I feel like 11 might be their cap. Just cause. I'm just deciding that. just because they're not that great. They're not going to beat everybody, right? They're not going to go undefeated. They're not going to. I don't think they're going to win 13 games. So, you know, the bumps will come, but they're in great shape. Obviously, with the 3 wins already in their pocket.
Did the caller earlier mention last year's Vikings as a comp?
Yes.
I mean, that team won 14.
Right.
13 or 14. They went to week 18 with the Lions.
I think 13 because they lost to the Lions that last game.
Okay. They were 13-3, and the Lions were 14-2 going into that game, and Detroit won. And then Minnesota went to L.A. in the wild card round and lost pretty badly. I get that. I could see that totally happening for Indianapolis. Because what's different?
They won 14. I'm sorry. Detroit was 15-2. They were 14-3.
So they went into that game. Each of those teams was 14-2 going into that game.
Yep.
What's the difference between that Vikings team and these Colts? And you want to see them first, right? But the Colts so far are kind of like first in everything on offense this year. Efficiency. Jonathan Taylor leads the league in rushing. No turnovers. One punt in three games. Like, nobody's ever done this. And the schedule is favorable. Minnesota had Sam Darnold, who was pretty much Daniel Jones before the season.
That works. I think the coach works as a comparison. What they don't have is Brian Flores in that defense.
Okay.
I don't even know if I can tell you one defender on the Colts team right now.
Buckner.
He's still there? Okay, great. Brenson Buckner.
Kenny Moore, who might have had a touchdown yesterday, is hurt, though.
He's hurt, right. So, like, Minnesota had quarterbacks seeing ghosts. Like, Brian Flores did a great job. That roster was stacked with talent on both sides of the ball. They also had Justin Jefferson. The Colts do not have a comp to that. Who does? You know, Jamar Chase might be the only. So,
that's right.
Offensively, I think it works well enough. The defense is where I would question it. When you got to get in the ring with, you know, but they really don't in the regular season. And that, again, was part of the caller's point. They could get to the playoffs and be faced with somebody that might be able to really play, and, you know, that's where the bubble bursts. So we'll see. But the defense is the big thing that differentiates them from Minnesota last year, I'd say.
But the Vikings had to deal with Detroit and Green Bay, both playoff teams, and, you know, the Bears weren't good. I can't even include them. But they had maybe a tougher road.
Yeah.
And they still got to 14 wins. The Colts have a chance, I think, to be the 21 Titans, which was the team that got the one before 13 seconds. Titans, and they lost to Cincinnati. And the Bills lose in Kansas City the next day. And it's Bengals,
right,
who go through to the Super Bowl that year. That's that year. The Titans were just good, right?
Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry.
Yep. Vrabel. They went 12-5. And that was good enough for the one. Right now, with the Bills' start and their schedule, what would you put the Bills over-under at? 12.5?
Yeah.
Higher than you take the over?
I feel like with the schedule they've got, assuming health, because you have to assume that with anything like this where you're projecting through another, you know, 14 games, I feel like it would be disappointing if they didn't win at least 13 games off to the start with the schedule they've got.
Ooh. Anybody want to comment on that?
I mean, getting that Baltimore win to start gets you to undefeated at the bye. Right, and then it's Carolina before Kansas City comes in here. Mm-hmm. Consider what kind of state Kansas City is in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we'll see what they look like in a month and a half or whatever when we get there. But that you've handled that team in the regular season when they looked way better than this. So the schedule really lines up for you.
It sure does. Houston is down. If you rank the road games, the Bills road games this year, as in, you know, degree of difficulty, at Houston would be up there. Now it looks, that's the lowest scoring team in the NFL.
I would have said the same thing about Atlanta, and that Atlanta. I don't know what is happening there, but my man crush on Michael Penix Jr. is taking on water.
Took him out.
They just yesterday. Can't get anything going. I mean, they got shut out.
Shut out at Carolina.
Right.
I mean, you should be relegated if that happens to you.
I mean, I looked at some of the box and the play-by-play, and there's turnovers in there. There's a couple of picks for Penix. And
two missed field goals.
You know, in your own territory kind of stuff, because a couple of the Carolina touchdown drives are short. So just sloppy. But holy cow, 30-0. Like I thought that was the hardest game within this first stretch of the season. Before the Chief game, after the Baltimore game, and now it just looks like a game.
What's the hardest road game they have? They have seven more. Falcons.
At Pittsburgh.
Panthers, Dolphins, Texans, Steelers, Patriots, Browns.
The Browns D is going to make them work. The Browns D is going to make them work.
Is that where we're at? The Week 16 Browns game is now to be circled? Against Dylan Gabriel, probably.
Right.
Like, come on, right? They could win them all. The Bengals are dead. The Chiefs look terrible for the second year in a row. The Bucs? Who's good on here? Houston, Cincinnati, Atlanta, were interesting tests.
Mm-hmm.
And they still might be. Throw Carolina in if you want, on Atlanta's level, because of what they did yesterday.
Okay.
Potentially interesting tests. Atlanta, Carolina, Houston, and Cincinnati at home. I mean, nobody wants to say this, right? Does anybody want to have the conversation? One day in the summer, when I got a little tipsy, we were talking about the Bills. If the Bills were 16-0 going into their last ever regular season game at the stadium, would they play their guys?
Right.
I think that was my favorite thought experiment of the entire summer.
Favorite summer hypothetical, right?
Favorite summer hypothetical, for short, was if they got to week 18 undefeated, would they play their guys? Imagine going out in that stadium with an undefeated season. I'm telling you, the schedule looked, you know, so soft, and it looks softer than
it's gotten softer.
It's gotten softer.
It has gotten softer. Atlanta being presumably down, and Cincinnati losing Burrow are the two biggest factors in that. Because the Chiefs don't really look that different than they did last year.
No, right.
Maybe New England off to the start they're off to softens that up a little bit. Because, you know, we're thinking about them. Maybe we're going to be hearing their footsteps. And that's taken a bit of a hit. I mean, turned the ball over 5 times yesterday.
They should never have lost that game. And maybe they're still pretty good. Or not still. Maybe they're actually pretty good, but turnovers are killing them. I don't know if they had turnovers in week one, but they lost week one also. They're not there yet.
No.
Carolina at New England this week. Then the Patriots are here. Then the Patriots are at the Saints and the Titans. There still could be a season there.
Yeah.
Then the Browns. Then the Falcons. I'm conveniently ignoring one team. Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
I've conveniently left them out. Week 17. But my take on that game when the schedule came out I don't like the schedule of that game so late for the game's sake, because one or both teams might have clinched. And they're both 3-0 so far. Reasonable to get to week 17 I mean, it happens. It's not week 18, but it happens.
And Dallas doesn't look ready to challenge Philadelphia. Washington has got Daniels injured, and it's been rocky to start the year. So they might have a smoother ride than we were anticipating. It looks like that now. We'll see if it changes in another month or so. But for now, the NFC East looks like the Eagles are in command.
I mean, what would you give to have that conversation on like New Year's? The Bills are 16-0. It's still all about the playoffs. They have really done nothing yet that's any different or, you know, that meaningful. It's been a great season. All these highlights are 16-0. Best record in franchise history easily. The Jets in week 17, and you know, the Jets even maybe have something to play for. They hate you, so they're going to try no matter what. And you know, Sean McDermott has that. He might rather lose one. That's the Chiefs last year. When the Chiefs lost here, you know, they got away with it. They didn't have that question. I loved that question last year because they had only the one loss going into week 18, and they'd clinched it. They were 15-1, right?
Right.
And they did not have the undefeated. And I remember talking, I forgot what he said, reaching out to Alex Gold. What do you think they would have done had they been 16-0 going into Denver? Forgot what he said.
I don't remember. I remember it coming up, but I don't remember what he said.
But instead, they don't have undefeated. They've got nothing. They go to Denver. They play Wentz. They get 5 first downs. They lose 38-0. Then they get the bye week. Then they, you know,
waltz through the playoffs.
Waltz through Houston, right? And then beat the Bills to go to the Super Bowl. That was it. That's all they had to do. Colin is with us. Hi, Colin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Love the show. I initially called about the Eagles game, but, I mean, as you're talking, Mike, it's just, you know, I'm a 40-year-old guy, a Bills fan my whole life, remember the Super Bowls in the early 90s when I was a kid. It just is starting to feel like if this is not their year, I mean, when is it ever going to be their year? I mean, these games that you're thinking about, I'm in Kentucky, I'm thinking about the Bengals all the time because I'm surrounded by Bengals fans. I mean, they're totally demoralized, which I understand. It's like every game that looked stressful at the beginning of the year. Maybe the Texans, the Bengals, the Chiefs. It's like, it's looking like a walk in the park. I mean, I don't know. Can we bubble wrap Allen? As long as he's healthy for the playoffs, it's just, it's hard not to get excited as a Bills fan your whole life, because if this is not their year, I just don't know what it is.
Yeah, and that's not the thought people will want to carry around. You know, because you can't do anything about that. Well, you can never do anything about it, but it's nothing there is to be determined until the season is over. The playoffs arrive. Like I just said, I think if they're 16-0 going into, or even 17-0, they do it. Okay. And, right? I think that's kind of what it'll be. I mean, if they just look so superior to the entire league, and that is... that is what the 04 Patriots kind of were. If it can be different, they were 16-0 it was, and they looked just like way better.
That was 07.
07, right.
Yeah.
That's right. Way better than the rest.
Yeah.
And they did lose. I don't know if you could, well, the Dolphins team that went undefeated is always talked about as a team that really wasn't that good. They had close wins, and they just won all their games. All right, well, you can have that if you want it. 803-0550. I think probably you don't. Who wants to have that conversation?
No.
It's great.
I can't wait for this segment to be over.
It's super exciting. It's like kind of reasonable. It's the Bills we're talking about here. And let's not do it. Let's just scrap it because we're so scared of everything. We would hate to have it be, you know, considered a jinx. 803-0550, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. It's New Orleans this week. The Bills are...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.